Tearfund's annual ethical fashion report is out today, showing just how transparent or murky large local fashion houses are about their supply chains during the pandemic. Each year, the charity compiles a list of brands and grades them. This time, the A to F grades are gone, and companies are ranked for their role in protecting vulnerable workers during COVID-19. But four household name retailers, Barkers, Max, Farmers and The Warehouse, chose not to provide information for the COVID fashion report. Amy Williams reports.
The report ranks 11 New Zealand fashion brands for their efforts to protect workers in their supply chains, including the four that chose not to provide information. Department store Farmers did not take part in the research and was ranked lowest alongside Barkers and Max, with no evidence they identified or supported vulnerable workers. Farmers Managing Director David Norman says he did not see the need to participate and questioned the report's merit.
I'd like to think that when you've been around for 111 years and you have your own direct sourcing, that it goes without saying that we just do not deal with anybody that's not ethical.
He says Farmers buys apparel from different brands that each have their own processes.
Where we're selling a branded product, we consider the ethics of that product, I mean, we obviously check, but remain with the brand owner, not necessarily with Farmers.
Although Mr. Norman says Farmers has robust supply chain ethics, the COVID fashion report's researchers could not find evidence to show it's addressing immediate risks facing vulnerable workers in its supply chain. This is information available, or not, to everyday consumers. Retailers to gain top rankings included AS Colour, Hallenstein Glasson, Icebreaker, Kathmandu, Macpac and Kmart. Tearfund's corporate advocacy specialist, Annie Newton-Jones, was among researchers on the report who asked brands to show how they were meeting six commitments to protect vulnerable workers. She says the global pandemic has been the biggest crisis the fashion industry has ever faced, disrupting entire supply chains and exposing vulnerable workers to more risk.
We saw Kiwi brands show that they really care about workers and were able to, despite being in a crisis, step up to the mark and show evidence that they were doing stuff across our commitment.
Another 18 smaller companies were invited to volunteer information, but only one of those, Freeset T-shirts, accepted and gained a top ranking. The four large fashion brands could not opt out.
We assess them on publicly available information. And so often with these companies, when we do our assessment, there's a real lack of transparency. There's a real lack of information on their website. So that's why these companies end up with low rankings or grades.
Ms. Newton-Jones says The Warehouse did not provide information, but has communicated to consumers online, showing it meets some of the commitments. At least one fashion industry expert believes only businesses with ethical supply chains will last the distance. Think business director Catherine Vandermeulen worked for her family's business Supre for years and now works in New Zealand helping retailers become more sustainable in what they produce.
Consumers are becoming far more educated, and definitely during a time of a global crisis that we are looking for as much information as possible. Where were our products made? Who made our products? More conscious about where our dollars are being spent.
She says consumers need more information about supply chains and argues companies should participate in Tearfund's annual fashion report.
Businesses, to be able to stay in business for now and for the future, really need to share as much information as possible to make everyone, make the industry and consumers trust in those organisations and want to make those purchases.
Tearfund says its annual fashion report will return to include A to F grades next year. For Morning Report, Amy Williams.